corresponding tariffs implemented by our trading partners.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 600 points. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says it's a tough time for investors and business owners.
To shift your strategy and to be impacted on a day-to-day basis by policies out of Washington is something that's very, very hard to incorporate to your going concern. So I think that small and medium-sized businesses, some of whom might actually do well in a tariff regime, but others are really going to have problems.
The U.S. and Ukraine sit down for talks in Saudi Arabia. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs says Secretary of State Rubio heads the American delegation.
Rubio told us that the minerals deal is not the main topic of these discussions here in Jeddah. Yes, the president still wants a deal, but that this will be a, quote, successful meeting, even if that minerals deal isn't signed.
And the meeting comes as Ukraine and Russia stepped up their attacks on each other. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicts there are enough votes to pass a continuing funding resolution when it comes up later today.
Democrats ought to do the responsible thing, follow their own advice in every previous scenario, and keep the government open.
Some Republicans have voiced opposition, too, as a deadline for a government shutdown approaches. At Southwest Airlines, for decades, the line was bags fly free. Not anymore. The airline will impose a checked bag fee for many flyers starting in May. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Only Southwest's most elite A-list preferred flyers and those booking its priciest business select fares will get two free checked bags. A-list members, Southwest credit card holders, and select customers will get one free checked bag. Everyone else has to pay up.
5 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic. Dr. Bob Lajita is a specialist in autoimmunity and rheumatology.
Over the 5 years, we've come a long way. New medications to treat acute COVID, more information and logic about the use of masks and about isolation and safe distancing.
And checking Wall Street again, the Dow is down 673. The S&P is down 70. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers beat the Seattle Mariners 7-5 in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich, coming off back surgery, delivered a home run.
Each year you feel different, or your swing's a little bit different, and you just have to prepare yourself with what you got that year and make it the best version of, you know, yourself and go compete and see what happens.
Up next, the Brewers face the Cubs. NFL free agency. Packers signing two players. 49ers offensive guard Aaron Banks, 6'5", 325 pounds. It's a four-year deal worth $77 million. He'll play left guard. Elton Jenkins will move to center. Josh Myers is a free agent. On defense, the Packers adding defensive back Nate Hobbs from the Raiders. A four-year contract worth $48 million, $16 million guaranteed. The Packers losing T.J. Slayton to the Bengals. The defensive lineman getting a two-year deal worth just over $15 million. Bucks on the road tonight in Indy against the Pacers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
News, timeless hits. WRJN said Dan proudly. Listen, if you miss something important on the Don Rosen morning show, parts of it are now in podcast form, and you find those on our website. And our website is WRJN.com.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Heaven! Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, you ain't seen nothing yet. Bachman Turner Overdrive and Dan Marcus. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum, another nugget coming up before this hour is up. Song you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And, of course, this is the station with Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. And, boy, there's some great stories this week. And you can hear them at 7:25 in the morning and then again at 12:05. Monday through Friday here on WRJN. Sponsored in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements and more.
Ah, spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Fred Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. As far as the weather goes for tomorrow, well, let me put it this way. Remember today? There you go. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
news and timeless hits, WRJN, and my girl Temptations, of course, with a reminder that football is right around the corner. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's not autumn yet. It's still technically, is it still winter, spring? But no, I'm talking about Racine Raiders football, and that season starts May 3rd. And you can hear all the games all season long here on WRJN. More details as the season gets closer.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the 3-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Federal Program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Cooler today compared to yesterday, with highs climbing to the low 40s. We've got a crisp northeast breeze, but we're sitting pretty under plenty of sunshine. And that stays the case for the rest of the week, too. Highs tomorrow will be like today, and we get a little warmer, rising to near 50 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And boys high school basketball, Whitnall at Waterford, Thursday night at 6:30.
My love is warm.
Crystal blue persuasion.
pleasure.
Hits WRJN. You know, they never really do say what dances they were actually doing. Were they doing the locomotion, the twist, the limbo, maybe the holly gully, or the horse, or the swim, or the watusi? King Harvest doing Dancing in the Moonlight. I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up in a couple of minutes. This is a number one song you may not have heard for a while. And it's got a Wisconsin person singing backup on it. We'll get into all that soon here on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941. As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
There's the vault door one more time. And here's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget song you may not have heard on the radio for a while. And this one is the number one song from 1973. One of the backup singers on this song is Tracy Nelson, who has made a decent career in the country field out of Madison, Wisconsin, no less. But I digress. This song, kind of a bittersweet song if you listen to the lyrics. But it was the song that knocked Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On out of the top spot for a week. Then Marvin made a comeback to number one. And then this song returned to number one. So this song ping-ponging in and out of number one with Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. The song from Helen Reddy out of Australia. Here is Delta Dawn. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and he still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with her suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. Laid eyes on what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion?
With Delta Dawn, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that hit number one, passed on by Barbara Streisand after her producer put together that backing track. Barbara apparently didn't like it, said, give it to somebody else. And then it goes to number one for Helen Reddy, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, a 14's mad about me. I'm but just mad about a 14. She's just mad about me.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of velocity now. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden craze. Electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase.
They call it Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Quite rightly.
They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says he will now double the planned tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel imports to 50% in response to Canada putting a 25% tariff on electricity coming into the U.S. Gus Fauché is with PNC Financial Services.
We seem to be in a situation where the U.S. is imposing tariffs on our trading partners. They're responding, and that's bad news for U.S. economic growth and bad news for global economic growth.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says all the back and forth is making people and businesses worried.
This is causing consumers to feel very uncertain about where prices will be in the future and on whether they can spend as freely as they were just 6 months ago.
And the trade war and recession fears are driving another rough day on Wall Street today. Right now, the Dow's down over 600 points. The clock is ticking for lawmakers to agree on a spending bill to keep the government open. House Republicans may vote later today. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks he'll have the votes to pass a short-term plan to fund the government through the year. President Trump has backed the bill and reached out to some GOP lawmakers urging their support.
Now to a high-stakes meeting just wrapping up in Saudi Arabia, where U.S. officials and Ukrainian representatives